Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Okay, I have to.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
You guys want to spit some hot fire this morning? All right, let's do it. 585-252-9800 for There, I Said It. Breezy and I are going to get to all your unpopular opinions. By the way, it was a absolute treat talking to your sweet grandmother this morning, Grandma Carol.
She crushed it.
She did.
She absolutely crushed.
She will be celebrating a birthday on Christmas Day.
Yes, she will.
All right.
Oh, sweet Graham.
Where's our friends at, Breezy?
Where are you guys? Where art thou?
I want to get to Kaylee first. She texted in during the commercial break and says, "What's up, guys? I just want to say open casket funerals are inappropriate and unnecessary, and it's a tease and a false sense of hope. Being able to see your dead relative for the last time. And I just think it tarnishes their memory." There, I said it. She had a lot to say about it.
She really went in for it.
She did.
I love that for you.
Do you agree? I don't agree with that at all.
I think it's, if it's their last dying wish, then you do you. You know what I mean?
Open the box.
Open Pandora's box. Wide open. This person says, "Snoop Dogg is absolutely terrible." There, I said it. Snoop out of Snoop.
He's everywhere.
I feel like he's such a polarizing person. Like, some people love him, some people despise him. I'm like, what? I don't feel any way about him in either direction.
I mean,
he doesn't matter to me whatsoever.
You cannot turn on the TV without seeing Snoop Dogg somewhere. Even Shaquille O'Neal. Snoop Dogg is everywhere. I mean, that guy has so many endorsements. T-Mobile, those little tiny fire pit grill thingies. There's too many to name. I mean, he's best friends with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, which is such an odd combo.
It's so odd. I love it, though.
Oh, jeez Louise. Let's see. Who else is here? "Being broke before getting rich is the only way to truly appreciate wealth." There, I said it.
Who said that? I agree.
Didn't write their name, but they do have a point.
I mean, if you're given everything, how do you appreciate that? You never had to work for anything.
Right.
You know?
You got to know what it's like to struggle at least once in your life.
When was the last time you did that?
Last week.
Oh. That's not struggling. All right, you just had a speed bump for 3 hours.
Last week.
You're okay.
Yeah.
"I think Squid Games is the best show to ever hit Netflix, and my boyfriend and I are beyond excited for season 2 coming out in 10 days. It is one of the best shows on TV. Did you see the first season? Season 2 comes out.
I don't do dubs.
Well, you're missing out.
I don't do dubs. I don't do accents.
It's not a dub.
It is. They're dubbing over the voice.
No, I mean, they're speaking in Korean. And they just have the subtitles.
Dubbing over in English.
I don't watch it that way.
Oh. Well, I can't read, so.
It's got to be really tough for you.
Mine for today is this. I started watching a show last night, and I love when Netflix does this specifically. Actually does it a lot. They make murder into like a sitcom. So this new show that I'm watching is called No Good Deed. It's very confusing. You have to like
first season
watching. Yeah, you have to keep watching to figure out what actually is going on. But it's a good show because it's like humorous and comedy.
Yeah.
But it is like murder. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen it.
I would 10/10 recommend.
You know me, I love a good murder documentary.
So a lot of lesbians in it too.
That's nice.
Very interesting.
But, all right, let's give it a
But it's not like a murder mystery doc where you're like, oh my god, they're like people actually lost their lives. It's like it's funny.
Yeah.
It's comical.
Yeah. Who's in it?
Phoebe.
Oh yes, got it. Okay, I heard.
Yeah.
Got it. Ray Romano.
Romano.
Romano. Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So close.
Oh, look at Troy. This is so negative, you guys. Bills don't have a chance in making it to the Super Bowl this year, and everyone thinks Josh Allen is going to save that team. He's one man. He can't do it alone. There, I said it.
But he does.
But we don't want that type of energy this morning, Troy.
Yeah, lose our number.
Yeah, please.
Thank
you. We don't appreciate it.
I'll block him. I'm in a big blocking spree right now. Anyone who makes me upset or pisses me off, I just block them. I've been blocking a lot of people.
You got a short fuse.
I blocked like 3 people last night.
Intern Jackie, when was the last time you blocked somebody?
I block people on TikTok all the time.
Well,
literally yesterday.
What about text messages? Like people in your contact list?
I'll delete the conversation.
Oh, just so you don't really have to look at it?
Yeah.
Got it. What's your there I said it for today?
Your last there I said it.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I know. This is actually really upsetting.
Is this your last day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
Oh, thanks for your time.
Yeah, I tried getting a job here, but
oh, it didn't go over well?
They politely declined, yeah.
They're like, we don't have any room at the inn.
That's what they said.
What, they said we don't have any room here? Well, that means one of us is going to have to go.
Oh,
no pressure.
Don't worry, we'll work it out for you, Jackie. We'll pull some strings.
Yeah.
No, every other station has 3, don't they?
Not Spazano and Sandy. That's why we have interns.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, but most morning shows have 3. We use our listeners and our interns as the third mic. You know what I mean?
Good to know.
What's your there? I said it for
sure. We're struggling.
I think that there's no point, and I think it's stupid, if you have a nice car and you don't drive it. Like, what's the point of buying a nice car? Just have it sit there.
I agree with that.
Well, sometimes you don't want to drive a Porsche on 4 feet of snow.
Well, my roommate literally has a BMW, and I drive everywhere. Make it make sense. Why is it sitting there in the student parking lot?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Collecting snow and salt?
Yeah.
Quite literally, yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly. People are like, I have a sports car in the garage. It's like, okay, ever know that, though.
Where is it?
So.
It's got the cover on it. Let me go over to Brooke. Bring back Ellen. The world needs that woman. She is so missed. There, I said it. Missed by who?
Yeah, no. She's not.
Wasn't Ellen the most toxic woman in showbiz last year?
She, like, left the country.
No,
are
she's.
Making that up? I heard that she was like, I'm doing this one last stand-up thing on Netflix that I'm going to dip out.
And she did it. I did not get an opportunity to actually watch that. I don't know if it's funny or not.
I heard it was funny.
Did you guys watch that? The Ellen special on Netflix? What's her last stand-up routine?
She's like, so yeah. She doesn't need to do anything. She's good.
A friend of mine was one of the line producers on the show at Warner Brothers.
Was he beaten?
She. And she definitely had some stories of the work environment going on behind the scenes, and it was not pretty. It was not pretty.
Yeah, I don't doubt that whatsoever.
And that came from the horse's mouth.
Ooh.
Oh, and by the way, I think mine for
today. She signed an NDA.
Die Hard is one of the most, is got to be one of the most best Christmas movies ever made. There, I said it.
The most best. Yep.
It was the most best Christmas movie, better than any other movie ever made. There, I said it.
Die Hard?
Yeah. And that's what we're going to do for Mooster Piece Theater coming up next week on the show, too.
I'm not here next week, so you can do that with Jackie.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.